I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. We are back. It is time for chapter 9. I'm back in the room, guys. Yes, I'm here.
You sound well.
I am. Do you know what? I was feeling so awful, but I got one of those PCR tests.
Yes.
Waited for my little result. Negative. So I was actually fine.
You never had COVID?
Lucky devil.
No, but I had all of the symptoms, especially because they said that double jab people, the symptoms masquerade as like a cold, like a really bad cold.
That's just his way of saying he's double jabbed, isn't it?
I don't think he ever was ill. I think he just wanted a break from porno. He was like, I can't read another chapter.
James, it was like being in lockdown again. I missed everything in my diary. It was awful.
Oh my God. Give me a second. I need a tissue. I'm going to cry.
We get it. So many parties, so many galas. So many, probably like theatre opening nights.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, if you want to invite me to your opening nights of theatre shows, I will totally go.
Oh, God. Anyway, so you didn't have COVID, so...
No, I'm all right. Thank you so much for waiting and for everyone being so nice. Everyone tweeting and emailing and messaging, it was so sweet.
You got so many well wishes, and yet you weren't trying to stop anyone thinking that you had COVID. You were just letting them pour in all the...
Well, I was feeling really ill, and it took loads of time to get the test result back. And I, what was the point? Didn't want to do one of those lame kind of iPhone notes announcements on my Instagram feed.
Didn't he?
By the way, guys, I know you've been worrying, but I'm okay. No one cares.
In 6 years, we've never missed an episode, a scheduled episode, and we never missed a porno day that we said we were going to be there for.
No.
Who did you think would grind the whole machine to a halt?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
You. 100% you. Texted me 2 days ago. She said, are we recording tomorrow? I said, no, you're a full 24 hours out. And what? You, actually.
20?
Me?
Both of you this week were like, when are we recording? What are we doing? Blah,
blah, blah. I was thrown off by the lack of footnotes. I had a mad panic that I hadn't edited a show for Thursday. And I was like, James, I'm sorry. I know you're on holiday, but please. But you were very nice. You are the dad of the group, let's be honest.
Well, I feel like it sometimes.
So are we recording today? Are we recording now?
See what that is in front of you, that microphone. Yeah, now.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, should we get down to business?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Brass tacks.
Very, very assertive today.
Well, we were left on a massive cliffhanger, and I think people have waited long enough now.
That's
to
true.
Know.
Yes, okay, sorry.
Well, what is really risky is leaving people on a cliffhanger and then ramping up the tension doubly by missing a week. I never think you should overwait for rocky suspense to be fulfilled.
No, and having skimmed the chapter, I'd say downplay.
Casual, so cash.
Well, can I say, I revisited, because it's Dr. Robbins...
Uh-huh.
And I remembered, like, a couple of seasons ago, there was, like, some dodgy dealings with Dr. Robbins. There's a footnote, which I suggest listeners revisit, maybe after the episode, maybe now, called Helga's Case Files.
Of course, yes.
I brought a notepad with me, because I actually took notes from the Helga's Case Files, which I will be referring to today.
Oh, my goodness, James.
So is there anything that you want to float before we begin?
There is something, but I think I'm going to let the maestro... Mr. Flintstone, start to explain, and I'll pick holes where, as and where appropriate.
I was going to say, because I think that would be necessary. And also, let's give him the chance to, you know, have his book read as intended.
Okay.
AKA not referring back to previous chapters and calling him out on it.
And also, that was a case far from a footnote, so not in the books. So, we'll just read. Let's just read, yeah?
Don't mind me. You'll see a pen moving around. I'm just beginning to be taking notes.
Furiously, by the looks of it.
You've done loads of notes there.
A little swat. Well done.
We'll take a little snap of those, put them on the Instagram, because you are a nerd.
Just call me Detective Chief Inspector Cooper.
Okay, are we ready then?
Ready. Yes.
Let's do it. Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's crack this case.
Belinda blinked six. Chapter 9, The 3B Tree.
Book 6, Chapter 9.
Alice Levine.
Congratulations, everybody.
We've made it. Also, something we, just to reference, something we didn't spot in an earlier chapter. You know the whole level 6 penthouse 9?
Yeah.
69.
69. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Oh my God, he's not peppering the books with 69, is he?
Of course he is.
This is a legitimate one, book 6. So he's really been building up to this one if it was planned from the beginning. Okay, so the 3B, James. You are sitting very erectly with your little pad and pen.
Looks like he's playing bingo.
Go on.
Okay. Dr. Robbins. The name rattled around Belinda's head like a loose bowling ball down an alleyway of embarrassment and shame.
That is how I'd describe Belinda's brain. Just like an empty room with a ball rolling around in it.
Not even a light at the end.
But you're a strange man who snips at prospective business associates with rusty old long-handled stationery scissors.
Oh, yeah, he did that with... I think he cut a dress off with scissors or something. Like, he was... I do remember him just being a bit odd.
Yeah, hiding in plain sight as a weirdo.
There was something off about him from the beginning.
Of all the people to bring back. Why?
Yeah, it's the character nobody wanted.
Although Michael Sheen and Thomas Middleditch both wanted to play him in the movie, so...
So we must be missing something.
Mm.
This could be juicier than they ever imagined.
Yeah.
Also, lots of emails this week of people connecting various dots and saying that they had their suspicions the first time that we met him.
Really?
I mean, very easy to say.
I was
going to
say, yeah, sure.
That's funny, because Dad didn't when he wrote it.
Did we meet in book 2?
Book 2, yeah.
In Amsterdam.
But you're a strange man who snips at prospective business associates with rusty old long-handled stationery scissors, she finally fished out of her brain. Dr. Robbins rocked and rolled.
Oh, I thought it was a monkey.
Sorry.
Do you want a banana?
He's human, though.
Oh, yeah, that is an unusual way to laugh, isn't it?
It's a bit donkey, isn't it? When the little boys in Pinocchio turn into asses.
Yes. Oh, mother of fuckness. I'm not related to your saggy ass, am I? Belinda screamed. The odd fellow just shuddered like a cold person waiting for a bus that had been cancelled twice in a December night.
I know, that's a terrible feeling. And I'm not an old person. Well, I mean, decide yourself. But that is a bad feeling.
We share a skin sketch, Belinda screamed, showing off her thigh. You must tell me if we're flesh and blood.
A skin sketch? You can say tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to come up with synonyms for everything. He does have an issue with repetition, doesn't he?
I do like skin sketch, though. Mm. Like, as another way, I'm just wondering what else it could be. Like, something doodle?
A dermis doodle.
Dermatological doodle? A dermis doodle, what you said.
But thanks for the remix.
What else? Sketch, doodle.
Picture?
What, you're just saying picture?
I was just thinking, what else is there?
Permanent picture?
Well, it's peau in French, isn't it, skin?
A peau picture.
A peau picture.
A peau picture.
A picture peau.
Just some options for the future there, Rocky.
I'm hoping the tattoo dies here and now.
If the 3B tree gets mentioned ever again, I'm going to his house. I know where he lives.
You must tell me if we're flesh and blood. The man at the desk said not a zilch.
Can I just say as well, so Robbins is based in Amsterdam, so they've, because he's got his leather desk, right? Mm. So they've flown the leather desk. We were talking before about the high production values of this event. Yeah. So they've flown in his leather desk
Weighty
from Amsterdam to Berlin. Must be. Cost a fortune in freight.
100%. Yeah. And also, it's probably got to go freight. So how far in advance did they arrange that?
It's not that far away, though, is it? Like, you could get it on a lorry.
A lorry!
Okay, so you're putting the desk on a lorry. Are they doing that a few days before? Where are they storing this?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they storing him? Because a lot of people on email said...
A hotel, perhaps?
How long was he there? Like, did he have, like, you know, supplies? And was there a dress rehearsal? Like, has all this just been thrown together at the last minute? It doesn't seem that way.
Was Alfie the smallest man dressed in black there to mic everyone up? Good sound.
Because you would want everybody on point. Because if somebody wasn't where they were supposed to be when that reveal occurred...
Yeah, and one and two, and come on, take off the toupee, reveal the skin. skin sketch.
But how do you make sure that Belinda's where you're going to need her to be? Because she hasn't got a mark or anything.
I guess Agent XYZ was kind of the bait. She ran and she chased her, followed her into the room.
And you would rehearse for every eventuality. What do we do if she's here? What do we do if she's here? And pivot. And and left and right. Beautiful.
I've just thought maybe they brought just a, maybe just got a replica desk.
Could be a local replica desk.
I didn't think of a local replica desk.
So, say that's the option. They've sent photos to a local artisan and they're like, it must be exactly the same. So he's sort of done a sort of forensic recreation of the desk. Who's taking the photo? Well, I suppose Robin's could have taken the photo to send
them on. Yeah. I mean, the hundreds, nay, thousands of people who must have worked on this whole production and how no one revealed that XYZ was actually Maeve is amazing.
I think more people are employed on this production then by Bish
in the company. Yeah.
So, Dr. Robbins, why won't you speak?
Oh, God. I think
you need
to...
you fully recovered? Because you don't sound all right.
The cackle from the hair of nightmares was almost like death itself.
He won't answer to Robbins. Will you, Vain?
Vain? What does Vain mean?
Willie you Vain?
Willie Vain.
Willie Vain?
Vain?
It's spelt V-A-Y-N-E.
Actually, if I refer to my notes here, from Helga's case files, case file 76-AM-18.
My God.
This has been hiding in plain sight for some time. His real name is Wayne Burt.
Wayne Burt.
So Vain is Wayne.
Wayne,
okay,
is, Wayne is Wayne.
It's just the German, you see, there. It's just Dad's written German.
He sometimes gets really tangled in being a multilingualist, doesn't he? So was that just a throwaway thing? I'll be honest, I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah. I think we just thought it was like a thing he'd written that we never needed to think about again. But you know what Bert is?
A bee.
A bee.
It's a fucking bee.
It's a fucking bee.
Oh, there we go.
That's
Vain.
The link.
Bert. Vain Burt. And Burt's got a B.
Which I think we commented at the time was a beautiful name for a child. Yes.
Wayne Burt.
On second hearing, it sort of sounds like a star of Westerns, doesn't it?
50s pinup Wayne Burt.
Exactly.
He knows all my dames. I beg your pardon, Belinda blinked, now confused.
I sometimes think I am Belinda in these scenarios.
He is no Robbins, even less a doctor.
He's not even a qualified doctor.
I love a doctorate bought on the internet. I love the idea that you can do that. People buy, like, dodgy doctorates, don't they? Or they change their name by default to, like, rather than David, like, doctor.
Doctor.
So they're like, technically, I'm a doctor.
Well, for Rocky's birthday, I bought him a lordship.
No, you didn't.
He's a lord of the manor now.
Obsessed.
Alice, this is one of those examples where James is actually Dad's real son.
But I think he thinks he's like, he can go to the House of Lords now.
James, he asked me the other day, how do I claim my expenses?
He emailed us like, I don't have to pay tax now. I'm a lord. I was like, well, you do. And I think they do if they're still
Why
lords.
Do you enable him?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you encourage him?
I don't know quite what I've done. He basically, he now owns like this random bit of land that makes him a lord.
No, he doesn't.
Is this real?
Lord Rocky Flintstone, yeah.
How much did you spend on this?
£30. Yeah, it's definitely legit. No, it's like 5 square metres of land.
Oh my God. What, and he's the lord of that bit of land, not just of that estate?
You know, well, we have to go and stand on it.
Yeah, he says, what I didn't know, he was like, oh, I love visiting there, I'm going to go.
What, you mean he knows that bit of land?
He knows the area that it's
he's
in.
He's always wanted to be the lord of that bit of land.
Yeah, that 5 square metres.
So do I then inherit that lordship and then become an actual little Lord Fauntleroy?
Oh, good question,
oh
I don't
God.
Know.
This is its own 3B tree.
But to your point, like, I don't know if it's legit or real or what, if I've just...
Is he going to get James, shot for trespassing?
It's definitely not real or legit, exactly.
But yeah, Lord, you technically have to call him Lord Rocky Flintstone now.
I point blank refuse. If it means I get my head chopped off, so be it.
So,
he is no Robbins, even less I'm Doctor.
You fib, Bish. You lie like a Lilo, with me lying on it.
In these times of high stress, how does she come up with it all?
Yeah, lie like a Lilo. And I'm lying on the Lilo. That you're lying on. What?
You wish, bitch.
God, there's a lot of laughing in this chapter,
a lot of laughing
there?
In there. Is that bitch again?
her step-uncle hissed. Dr. Robbins raised from behind his precious travelling desk.
But it did get addressed.
It was brought from home.
No, but that suggests it travels with him wherever he goes.
It also suggests that there's like repeated journeys where it happens. So like Dr. Robbins and his travelling desk for one night only.
Oh my God, this whole scene is like, you know those great exhibitions they used to have? Like The Greatest Show on Earth.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's like a circus, isn't it?
Dad is the P.T. Barnum of porn, so... Okay, so he's risen.
He's risen from the desk.
From behind his precious travelling desk.
Okay.
It's true, Belinda.
What?
Someone else walked in.
Wait, who sounds like that?
Well, Wayne Burt is American.
What do you mean?
James, why do we need the book?
Am I supposed to know that?
It's all there in the case files, Alice. You should have been paying attention.
So have you gone back and listened, or have you just logged? I mean, you two do have incredible memories.
No. I've gone back. I've done my research. Right. I come to this prepared, do you not?
Hell no. You just look at me. Of course. I just opened the door and I've forgotten you're coming.
Yeah, you were definitely in a post-tiz state when we arrived. You seemed flustered.
But better than last time I saw you both, when I burst into tears because I got lost.
Because she got lost.
I'm a grown-ass woman.
She was an hour late as well.
A bit stressed about that, but mainly about being lost.
So, it's true, Belinda. He spoke in a perfectly normal USA-ish drawl.
You've gone for a kind of Bostonian,
New Yorker. It's like, you know,
a gangster.
Gangster, kind of like, you know, gangster.
But very much East Coast, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever.
Sounds a bit
like your friend Larry.
Yes, very like Larry. Where's he from? Philadelphia. Yeah.
Sorry, everybody from Philly.
It's true, Belinda. My real name. My real name. It's Wayne Boyd.
It's Wayne Boyd.
It's Wayne Boyd.
Is that spelled B-O-I-D-H-D? Boyd.
My real name. It's Wayne Boyd. And don't worry. I'm no relation to yours. No, years ago, I made a deal with your step-uncle, which saw him own 10% of my contrabanded baked beans business.
Stop it.
Yeah, right, okay.
Number one, I love him. What a great crack. Right, he's about 60 years younger than Dr. Robbins. He's really good fun. He's just got a nice way about him.
Yeah, he's friendly.
And he runs a successful
contraband baked beans.
What does the contraband bit mean?
Well, he says this.
Well, he goes on.
So your step-uncle, which saw him own 10% of my contraband baked beans business. Through the 3B's baked beans franchise, we have money laundered millions, which has bankrolled Bish Hostel Inc. since the Cold War, Belinda.
Oh, my word. I'm just writing this down.
So, sorry. Number one, that's not what a contraband business is. Like, that made it sound like baked beans were banned somewhere and they were somehow importing them on the black market.
Yeah, you need, like, the front business to be legit so you can do dodgy stuff.
Yeah, so where's the legit bit? None of it. So wait, Bish Enterprises or whatever it's called, that's not real either.
No, so Bish owns 10% of this baked beans business. Okay, not very much,
yeah.
And through that business, they've money laundered millions, which has bankrolled Bish Hairstyling.
So
since the Cold War, since like the 80s.
So probably helped him find money to set up his pots and pans business.
Yeah.
And Helga got wind of this and had been investigating Wayne Burt for years.
And mayonnaise doesn't go with baked beans. Well, there you go. She was livid.
Okay. And what, the company's called the 3B's?
The 3B's Baked Beans.
But is that real?
Alice, none of this is real. In the books. I think in the books, yes, it's real.
I just really fancy beans on toast now.
So the tattoo they've all got is the logo of the 3B's Baked Beans
Which
company.
We presume is a well-known baked bean company.
Well, if it's turning over millions in order to launder it.
So it's like having Heinz
tattooed on your head.
And you're like, what is it? I mean, somebody would be like, well, that's the baked bean can logo. Like, why have you got that?
That's the 3B's Baked Bean Company.
And do beans grow on a tree? Like,
it was the tree.
How does one harvest beans?
Also, wasn't it just 3B's in a triangle and we've been calling it a tree? Like, what?
Sorry, it's hitting me in waves.
It's the kind of tattoo you would get as a dare or a joke or drunk on holiday.
Because now I'm like, well, why is Belinda in on that? And is it Bert, Bish and Beans? Is that what it was all along?
Her ex-boyfriend from high school tattooed a baked bean logo onto her at the behest of her mother.
Because they were related to one of the owners.
And he only owned 10%.
He doesn't even own that much.
Shall we keep reading and see if this gets clearer? So, money laundered millions, which has bankrolled Bish Herstelling since the Cold War. What the fuck? Belinda exploded.
Same. The most astute thing she's ever said.
Same, same.
You really are big bad baddies, aren't you?
BBB.
You see, when I was in the Army of the Rhine, I had unlimited access to the billions of tins of rationed baked beans.
Billions of tins of beans.
Billions of baked beans.
When he was in the what of the Rhine?
The US Army of the Rhine.
Do you mean Rhine like Germany?
Maybe, James. You have a question?
No, I was just going to say, so he was siphoning off the wartime supplies to sell. So that's why they contraband, because they were stolen from a legit source.
Right.
From the army.
And during the Cold War?
For the US Army of the Rhine.
What do you mean? Nobody was in trenches eating baked beans in the 80s.
So I had access to the billions of tins of ration baked beans. They didn't miss a million. They didn't miss 2 million.
Don't sound that ration, to be honest with you.
They didn't miss 3 million.
They did miss 3 million cans. 3 million cans of baked beans. Is he stealing them one at a time?
There's got to be some sort of system of checking them out.
And is he putting them in his backpack? Like, how is he getting them out of there?
In the desk.
They didn't miss a million. They didn't miss 2 million. They didn't miss 3 million.
They didn't miss...
4 million, Belinda asked. How'd you know? Wayne asked.
Oh my God, what is this? What is this carry-on film?
Wayne asked, impressed. My business was booming until my commanding officer found out. And they arrested me.
I've been very mean of me.
In regards to a long-term business plan, stealing baked beans to set up a baked bean company, initially, fantastic. You're not forking out on the stock. You've apparently got 4 million cans of baked beans. They have a sell-by date. And also, you know, you're not going to forever have access to that. So beyond the point of the stolen baked beans, where are you getting your baked beans from?
Well, I guess that's why you stole so much. And just,
right.
And if you're a criminal, do you care if you make people sick?
I guess not. But... was he just going to run one of the most successful baked bean companies in the world for, like, a year?
Why didn't he go... before it got to, the front line, why didn't he just go to the factory that was, like, supplying them and just steal them all from there?
And also, it's like, of course you got arrested. You are a member of the army, but suddenly, as the stock is depleting, you've set up your own baked beans business on the side.
Weirdly, has the same label as the baked beans from the trenches.
He might have made the new label, to be fair to him.
I think he's just scribbled BBB all over the old label.
And then tattooed it on his head just to really seal the deal. This is corroborated in the case files, all this, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. He went away for fraud.
Okay.
For bean fraud.
Just for fraud. And he was in custody for a long time in America.
So, and my commanding officer found out and arrested me. Belinda blinked. And that's where your step-uncle stepped in. But...
thank God for this erratic exposition.
And the 3B tree. Belinda blabbered. We sign in ink, Belinda. Skin ink, Wayne said as he rubbed his tattooed head. A deal you can't never get out of. It's forever on you.
That was them signing the contract. He was like, yeah, I'll have mine on my leg. He's like, I'll have top of the head. It's fine. Just sign away.
Bish hobbled even more into the lighting.
The rig! I'm waiting for all this lighting for you to miss your mark, sweetheart.
I have tried to exterminate you ever since your 18th birthday.
Why?
When your dopey mutter could finally brand you to me.
Finally
brand you to me.
But you have always escaped my grasp. You slippery bloodthirst, You refused a very generous job offer of escape.
Interesting. Right. I'm picking up the pen and I'm pointing. Because, do you remember when they had the feast at Bisha's Schloss?
Yeah.
He recognised her at one point. I mean, he should have recognised her because they're related, but he recognised her because
And he's been looking for her for his whole life.
Yeah. So and she was right there.
Yeah, so that should have rung a bell.
But the reason he said he recognised her, I'm sure it was something to do with like an interview or like a job or something.
So it was a job offer over Skype. So yeah, maybe he interviewed over Skype. Okay.
You refused our very generous job offer on Skype.
This can't all be about that.
Damn right, Belinda spat, eyeing Maeve from the corners of her eyes.
Then you escaped my schloss and then jumped for the hot basket.
Are you okay, Belinda?
I'm fine.
Just a tickly throat.
Nothing a Strepsil won't deal with.
Probably choking on a bean.
I'm fine.
Bish screeched as he wiped the blood from his left nostril.
Oh, he's not long for this world. This is like Moulin Rouge when she coughs into a handkerchief and it's blood.
Only, I know that you suffer from chronic asthma attacks, and as kind of not really a relative, I do worry.
Jamie, do you mean asthma
attacks? Asthma attacks. Oh my God,
asthma attacks.
Can I just say, pulling a lot of stuff together here, this is amazing. This hasn't been like cobbled together. Like we read those FBI files a couple of years ago now.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. Let's not pretend it does, but it is
impressive.
It is impressive that he remembers.
Mm. Only I know that you suffer from chronic asthma attacks.
Yes,
and as a kind of not really relative, I do worry.
A cough for me there, a bullet in you there.
Oh, he's still going to kill her.
Jovial.
Family is overrated.
Well, you're the one that keeps fucking banging on about it. Nobody else is bringing it up.
Also, there was no point to the family element at all. One of the bees is bees.
Oh, God, yeah.
Beans, Bish and Bert.
Hang on.
Some see it as protection. Me? A necessary extermination!
A necessary extermination.
Necessary extermination.
I would beg to differ. There's absolutely nothing necessary about the extermination.
But that's what family means to him.
I guess it means different things to different people, doesn't it? And so I'm being a bit judgmental. But I would argue that Belinda's existence has had zero impact on either the Bean Company, Bish's company, Bish himself, her own mother. Like, no, but like, Belinda is
Clint,
such
the tattooist.
I mean, Clint was just pleased to get a second go. But it's so absurd that a whole man's rotten little life is planned around this.
Yeah. I mean, now he...
Sorry, is that Bish or Dad's
right?
Sorry,
I was pointing at you, wasn't I?
And more me. My rotten little life.
What a rotten little life.
What a sad little man. But now she knows too much and they've got the blueprints. So yeah, just get rid because she's the only thing in the way now, really.
She's a risk.
Because I guess he says some see it as protection, me, a necessary extermination. Because that's what he said. He said that her mum got her the tattoo to try and, I guess, protect her to think they're related. No, he's not having any of it.
Also, you have an inkling that your daughter's step-uncle wants to kill her.
Hmm.
So all you do is get her a tattoo. That's all you're doing to protect her. You're not like, okay, like, let's get you to live somewhere.
I'd say do the opposite. I'd say find a way to make sure that you can never be traced by that man.
Don't make her super identifiable.
Yeah,
exactly. With a tattoo only two idiots would get.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Agent XYZ, end this family affair once and forever.
Maeve removed her killer heels and gleefully prepared to end Belinda for good.
Be careful, Belinda.
Bert held his hand up and interrupted.
You see, you sure as hell came close to bursting our beautiful little racket, Belinda.
No, she didn't.
Wayne smirked.
But sadly for you, close is no cigar. Now, before you die, get on your knees and suck my nice-sized cock.
That was horrible.
Did someone say cock?
So, oh my God.
So, whenever anybody says cock, even if it's not a member of cock, she appears, I presume, on a horse.
No, trapdoor. She's probably part of the production. Oh, yeah, she's definitely ridden through those clam-shaped doors through the cave.
And through that very narrow mirrored hallway.
Yeah.
Which would have sent Toffee Appletew absolutely spare, by the way.
Did someone say cock?
Oh my God, I love it.
What an entrance.
Belinda, Bish, Maeve and Dr. Wayne Burt Robbins.
We're still sticking with the alias, fine.
Turned in a gasp explosion.
It's like fireworks and inhalations.
Like a paragon of virtue, dressed head to foot in flowing white gowns, the Dutch...
Plural?
Yeah, gowns.
Also,
yes.
She's gowns. Wearing a gown.
Beautiful gowns.
Well, she's wearing multiple gowns, but like...
What is that?
It's Aretha Franklin throwing shade on Taylor Swift.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Oh, yeah.
Dressed head to foot in flowing white, beautiful gowns. The Duchess galloped into the scene. Toffee Appletew, there she is, neighed her most vicious squeal.
Ooh.
As she kicked the escape stairlift to bits.
Oh, it's an escape stairlift.
Oh, well, so entrance and exit, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. So I want to kill Belinda. Whoop,
how
out.
Do you tell the horse to kick the stairlift to bits?
It's Toffee Appletew. It's not any horse,
sorry,
Alice.
I doesn't
need to be told. She knows.
She's a member of cock.
I've never been so glad to see cock in my whole life, Belinda breathed under her tongue.
And that's saying something.
Honestly. But also... not one bit surprised by the sentence.
Get rid! How is you is his?
He knows her.
Bish spat while trying to run away slowly.
I've been on your ass for years, Wolfgang. It's time you answered to your crimes.
As she approached them, she jumped from her steed-ess and cartwheeled towards Belinda. Well, cartwheeled towards Belinda.
She's spry, isn't she?
She's got the hips of a much younger woman.
She centrifugally threw her body between Belinda and Agent XYZ and karate chopped Maeve's back. So she fell stricken to the floor.
Hurry up! Maeve, the receptionist, you're nicked.
You're nicked!
You're nicked! Where's your bobby? She copper, isn't it?
It's just sister's arrest.
Oh, God, no, she's got her tools.
The Duchess said as she cuffed the young vixen.
She does have her tools.
All the while, Dr. Robbins, or as legally recognised Wayne Burt...
if you are trying to open a bank account...
...had been quietly packing his belongings and trying to...
Folding up the travelling desk in the background.
Don't mind me. I'm just saying, while you do that, I'll just slip out back.
How do I fold this leg in?
But little did he know that waiting for him in the hidden doorway exit was...
Which one? There were so many.
...was a certain lady he knew all too well.
Helga!
Yeah?
What you doing here?
He spoke in his American
He's
drawl.
He's so fun.
That's Agent Helga to you, she said in her American speech patterns, pulling out her FBI brooch.
It's not like a brooch. Why do we care?
Fuck! I never knew that. Jeez, you're good.
All American, she pumped as she tied him together. Right, she said as she lassoed the hobbling Bish. Let's send him to the slammer.
Oh, she's changed region.
Sorry, what was she? She's American.
Well, she wasn't Dolly Parton.
Okay, right. Right. So, like, American. Like, right. Let's send him to the slammer. Is that American? I don't know what's an American. Like, oh my God, yeah. Valley Girl. Like, oh my God. Let's send him to the slammer. Like, right. Right. Let's send him to the slammer.
I don't think Elga's a Valley Girl, but
it's not Gossip okay. Girl.
Let's send him to the slammer. Stop! Wait! Belinda shouted as she ran towards Maeve. Oh, and hi, Helga. How lovely to see you again.
Stop being so polite to everybody.
Oh, you're right. How you been?
Belinda's run had lagged to an almost on-the-spot jog as she passed the agent. Such impeccable timing. It's not... such impeccable timing, kiss, kiss, snog. But how did you know I was here? The Duchess was given Senor Zip a hand when you called on your special retina-sensitive shades.
This is ludicrous.
Typical spies, Belinda laughed. Belinda laughed as she started to run to her max again. Typical spies. See ya.
How big's the room?
I think it's quite big, isn't
it? Oh, it's vast.
Reaching her ex-colleague, she fell to her knees in an extravagant slide and rode straight to her crotch.
Oh, like a kid at a wedding.
Hitting her target, Belinda wrapped both arms around the lovely legs of Maeve. I'm sorry we were not as kind as you wanted or deserved, dear Maeve. Please accept the only apology present I can muster.
She's not going to go down on Maeve.
Before you spend a lifetime under locks and keys.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Belinda gently peeled back Maeve's pubic overhangs.
please, Jamie.
That's one of the worst
so
for a while.
Hot today. Can you not?
What's a pubic overhang?
I'm assuming he means her lab. Yeah.
I'm assuming he means the hood on the clit.
Oh, I thought it was like pubes overhanging the knickers.
Oh, pubic
overhang.
Oh, you thought it was like a fringe of pubes.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess I just thought pubic meant like genitalia, but maybe it doesn't.
Pubic overhang. Answers on a postcard.
She gently peeled back Maeve's pubic overhangs and shoved her whole face in an upper.
Oh, so yeah, maybe you're right then, James. Maybe it is literally her
pubic hair.
Locks. Yeah.
Her tongue was a rampant rogue, a highwayman twisting through the corkscrew byways of the olden days.
I love that. Looking for somebody to rob.
Maeve tingled and jazzed with the sexual gratification she had always associated with Belinda.
Everyone's very, very good, as we've said in these books before, about separating emotion from sex. So they're just like, I really want to get off.
If I can get off, I'm going to get off.
This has been a really horny production.
Yeah.
We've all been in rehearsals together for ages. We've been on tour together. Let's just do this.
The last thing she'll do as a free woman is get licked out by Belinda. And I think there's no better way to go down, literally.
Going down fighting.
By the way, Belinda said as she wiped her mouth dry, I knew it was you. I recognised your flavourings. The Hump and Skunk Part 2 was only minutes away. I could tell.
That is a sequel I do not want to watch.
That's why none of the original cast return.
You wish. Or is she even? Who knows where she is now?
Yeah, that's true.
You wish, spat Maeve.
Oh, the mood's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You're quite rude, aren't you? Belinda said, gearing up for a bit of smack and quibble.
Smack and quibble.
Is that sexy or is she just going to smack her?
And quibble.
And quibble with her opinions.
Quibble is such a gentle argument, isn't it?
I imagine she's like, you know, rolling up her sleeves.
She's just gone down on her.
I was going to say, she's literally wiping her juices from her face.
But Agent Helga was a professional. Okay, let's wrap this show on the road up, she brisked.
Literally, they mean that as well. They're like, we got to get to Chicago. 3 nights.
Antwerp awaits, guys. That was a beautiful little performance.
It's a sellout show. It's going to be a hoot.
Your pre-GMs are on the bed.
So let's wrap this show on the road up.
Yeah. So this show's on the road, but let's wrap it up.
Right.
Okay. Let's wrap this show on the road up, she brisked. She took Bish by the scruff of his neck and pushed him into the arrest position.
Arrest position? What's that? Hands up. Ooh, it wasn't me.
A backup agent took over and dragged him kicking and crying from the scene.
Where's the backup agent come from, please?
Oh, he's crying.
this, Belinda, with the marks of my words!
He hissed. We don't use marks anymore, you wrinkly old crook, she replied, shouting louder the further away he was hauled.
We don't use marks.
We don't use marks anymore, you wrinkly old crook. It's Euros or bust, and you'll need millions of them to break yourself to freedom.
Belinda, he's gone. He's gone.
Also, really good point. Well done. So smooth.
With that, the Guardsmen of Germany entered the space and took Bert and Maeve where Bish was headed, that being prison.
Yes.
The clink.
The clink. Three B's and a clink. Mm. Well, two B's and a M. Or an X, was he? Who knows?
An A to Z.
The Duchess fed Toffee Apple Chew a sugar lump.
Smartest horse in the world, but eats sugar lumps.
Girl's got to eat.
The Duchess fed Toffee Apple Chew a sugar lump, clapped her hands, and spoke three smallish words. Done. Dusted. Drink.
Oh my God, this is so
I thought it should be like, dildo?
Back in the safety of Belinda's Berlin hotel room, and after a Chilean Chardonnay or 12, our leading lady of letters turned to the women who saved her ass. How can I ever thank you for saving my ass? She thanked them.
You just did it.
Well, that thing you did to Agent XYZ, Helga started, looked fucking fabulous, darling. The Duchess finished. A sexually attractive smile arrived on Belinda's face muscles, and as she took out her forefinger and middle finger on both hands from make-believe gun holsters on her hips...
Yeah, like the pew, pew, pew.
She pointed them like pistols at the two women's front-facing bums.
That's not nice.
They understood hand language.
I'm going to shoot your vagina off.
And immediately unrolled their panties.
Unrolled?
Maybe they're wearing special agent underwear sure, for the sure, operation.
Sure. And immediately unrolled their panties. Belinda wanked them off so much.
I don't know if you call it wanking a girl off, no. Do you?
Was it finger frig?
Belinda wanked them off so much, Helga temporarily lost the use of her calf muscles and collapsed to the ground.
Wow, that sounds like a serious medical condition.
The Duchess was made of tougher meat, like brisket, so fared better balance-wise.
Cooked well, shouldn't be tough, but yeah.
Moving to the thin sofa thing at the foot of the bed.
Which are rancid in hotel rooms for this very reason.
I was going to say. Belinda jammed Helga's Dodger and creamed Gertrude's custard.
Biscuit reference. Biscuit. Lovely.
Very very UK-centric biscuits. Very international listeners, a jammy Dodger and a, what was the other one?
Custard cream.
Custard cream.
Don't eat around the bush. Get that tongue the fuck inside me.
That's fantastic. Don't eat around the bush. That's really good.
Don't eat around the bush. Get that tongue the fuck inside me. Helga ordered like the federal officer she was. Her inner tissue was zingy to the tongue. A tangy treat. Full of enzymes to keep Belinda big and strong.
To keep her big and strong. She's not exactly withering, is she?
Can we talk about inner tissues?
Inner tissues as well, the way you said it. Tissues.
Tissue, sorry.
Her Dodger's got inner tissue.
Was Muff one of her five a day? As Belinda licked herself at home, she mentally made note of the...
licked herself at home? What does that mean?
No, can we just get through this?
Licked herself at home. Oh, like made herself at home by licking.
Yeah.
Right. As Belinda licked herself at home, she mentally made note of the colour and texture of the flesh within this lady's human form.
I imagine it looks the same as most other vaginas, no?
Well, I mean, she's made her own tonight.
They can vary greatly. Helga Jonker and our darling Duchess were truly exceptional sex chums. They gyrated their way around the hotel suite, licking and stroking and slapping and rubbing and having a marvellous time.
Oh, lovely. What a great end to a dramatic day.
However, at dawn, Belinda's body clock was awoken in the Berlin bedroom by a very efficient-sounding knock on the door.
Well, it was her body clock that woke her up, but yeah, okay.
Belinda squinted.
Is this a new...
spin-off!
And that is the end of the chapter.
Wow, so...
So much happened.
So much happened. It was a real, like, Avengers Assemble moment at the end where...
Well, with three of them, yeah.
Yeah, and Toffee Apple Chew and, like...
Oh, true. And some... an extra officer here and the German military guard there. Yeah.
A lot of key players in one room at the same time.
Absolutely. And certainly an Avengers Assemble moment in terms of narrative.
Mm. Yes.
So Bish is in prison.
He's in prison.
Well, he's at least en route. I wouldn't be surprised if he manages to break out by like breathing on the lock or something and it snaps.
Kick the door down with his gammy leg.
And actually, because they've been doing insider dealings for so long... Are there people that we don't know about within those businesses that... Because, I mean, Bish can't have been doing anything. He's like just dead on a stick.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly.
Yeah, you're not operating alone, are you? So who's this knock at the door?
Who indeed?
Oh, God, I hope someone's not been sent to kill her or something. Again. Well, this woman can't catch a break.
At least she's got the Duchess and Helga with her, so that's good. So you must come back next week because, we'll find out who's at the door, hopefully.
Come back next week to find out who's at the door. It's probably room service. But,
I will be playing Who's at the Door.
And of course, it is our big end of season finale listening party next week. So we're all going to be pressing play at once around the world.
Yes, 8 p.m. UK time, as usual. We'll all press play and then we'll tweet along using hashtag porno day. And in the meantime, please send us your speculation about who's behind the door.
So people aren't confused. What date is that?
It's Monday, the 2nd of August, Alice.
Fantastic. And by people, I mean me.
You mean you, yes.
Get in touch with us and let us know what you think about the demise of Bish and Maeve and Dr. Robin / Wayne Burt. We're on Twitter at Dad Wrote a Porno, Instagram at
My Dad Wrote a...
Email us at mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
In theory, we've lost a lot of big players here. I mean, by lost, I mean they're incarcerated.
Thank God.
And so I wonder, when you remove a kind of... evil dictator like Bish, you create a vacuum, don't you?
Oh,
someone's gonna slip in that hole, so to speak. Okay, that's it, guys. Until next week.
I'm pooped. You're nicked.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.